Chapter 6. Flashback. Birth. The Badlands Hive, 18 years ago. The entirety of the Badlands Hive was in a state of celebration. Families had gathered in the hallways and plazas of the Hive around the palace, eagerly awaiting the birth of the new princess. And only moments ago, it had just been announced over the hive mind. The princess had arrived. While the celebrations and street parties got underway, one individual lay quietly on a bed in the royal infirmary. And in that bed, Queen Chrysalis lovingly staring at the small form in her forelegs, the medical drones having silently excused themselves to give the queen personal time with her new daughter. A small squeak came from the tiny nymph as she looked upon her mother for the first time, their eyes meeting. Chrysalis saw sparkling lavender meet her green, and a small tear slowly slid down her cheek as a smile stretched widely across her face.
"Hello, little one,"
Chrysalis addressed the nymph with a small chuckle.
"I have been looking forward to meeting you very much, Twilight, and I'm not the only one."
As if on cue, the infirmary door opened, and a rather muscular changeling walked in. Viram. Viram's parents had fled from a dying hive shortly before his birth. Its queen had been killed during a skirmish with a rival hive. As such, as adoptive members of the hive, his family was of next to no social standing. He himself was a changeling who used to work in agriculture, growing crops to sate the changeling's need for more physical foods. Nowadays, he was more known for being the husband of Queen Chrysalis, Duke Viram, and the father of the hive's newest princess. Chrysalis had always thought she would end up following the cliché of falling for a captain in her personal guard, but in the end, it was a simple, crop-growing drone that had captured her heart.
"Viram, over here,"
Chrysalis softly summoned her husband. Slowly, Viram approached his wife, his eyes fixed on the nymph in her hooves.
"She's beautiful, honey. Just like her mother."
Chrysalis chuckled.
"Well, she's got your eyes."
Viram indeed had glowing lavender eyes instead of the standard blue, a trait unusual among changelings.
"The best of both worlds," Viram laughed. "I just hope we get to see her grow into the wonderful changeling I know she'll be."
Chrysalis's mood soured slightly.
"Viram, I know you're worried about the love shortage, but it will get better. I promise."
"And if it doesn't? Some of the others are already starting to feel its effects. The reservoir is drying up, and there are a minority that speak dissent. If we don't get some more love energy soon..."
"Promise me we aren't going to lose her."
Viram couldn't stop a few tears coming to his eyes as he looked pleadingly at his wife.
"Promise me, no matter what happens, she will grow up safe."
Smiling, Chrysalis used a free hoof to wipe a tear from Viram's face.
"I promise I will never let anything happen to Twilight."
Viram nodded.
Okay, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have...
He didn't get to finish as Chrysalis pulled him into a loving kiss. Twilight watched the display in curiosity, before drifting to sleep in the comfort of her parents' presence. Present day. Chrysalis awoke from her slumber with a start, looking from side to side frantically, trying to find out where she was. she'd been dreaming. Dreaming of better times, before the love shortage, before his death. Looking to her side, Chrysalis saw the piece of Twilight's cocoon still sat on the bed. Sighing, she grabbed it with her green aura and gently placed it back into the small chest before she slid it under the bed. Sooner or later, Chrysalis would have to tell Twilight about her father, about Viram. Her body tensed with overwhelming emotion as her thoughts drifted to her deceased husband. Yet she found comfort in the fact that her daughter was back with her. And while she had yet to come to think of her as a mother, the fact she was giving her a chance. Now was not the time to dwell on the past. Now, when the future began to look so bright, and she still had a promise to keep.